As pickleball surges in popularity across North America, the Orillia Pickleball Club hopes City Council will help the sport grow locally. Club President, Frank Corker, gave a deputation to Council Monday, where he highlighted the sport's rampant growth and asked the city to fund construction of additional pickleball courts in the city over the next several years. Pickleball has been North America's fastest-growing sport for the past 5 years, Corker said, noting it's relatively affordable, fun, and easy to learn. Everybody wants to learn a sport and get good at it in a short time, and pickleball is easy to play. It's not complex, he said. No one will dispute the cost of a little racket like this for $50, compared to a gym bag full of hockey gear, or golf clubs, or a tank of gas for your boat. If you're 7 or 87, if you think your size or shape or physical background is in the way, come and play pickleball. You will be welcomed. As the sport has gained popularity across the continent, Corker said there has been notable interest expressed locally, as well. In a poll carried out with local retailers, Corker said more than 1,000 pickleball rackets have been sold locally between January and September this year, which does not take into account residents who may have ordered a racket from an online retailer. He mentioned projects carried out in Barrie, Peterborough, Lindsay, and elsewhere to expand pickleball opportunities, and requested the city help fund 6 outdoor courts in 2024, and an additional 12 outdoor courts over the following 2 years. Corker estimated 6 courts will require a $400,000 investment, and noted they are size-effective courts to build, with 4 fitting in the footprint of a single tennis court. What I'm suggesting is that you build 6 courts at a time, 6 this year, 6 next year, and 6 the year after that, right here by our own recreation center, so that the parking lot's already filled, the washrooms are already built, the management of the recreation facility can be done easily, he said. Currently, pickleball can be played indoors at the Orillia Recreation Center and ODAS Park and outdoors at Tudhope Park and Homewood Park. Pickleball competitions can bring economic benefits to the city, as well, with Corker noting that Kingston, as an example, brings in between $5 and $10 million of pickleball-related economic activity per year. Ralph Sapala questioned whether the Orillia Pickleball Club wanted to see indoor courts built, as well. I think that it's unquestionable that indoor courts, because it's an 8-month winter season, would be wonderful, Corker said. But let's not kid ourselves, we start with outdoor courts and a much lower cost. Mayor Don McIsaac questioned whether the club would be willing to contribute financially to the development of new pickleball courts. The pickleball community is dying to put together the monies that we require, and yes, the pickleball community, not just the old folks that play at the rec center now, but younger folks, too, will gladly contribute to that, Corker said. Council was expected to deliberate on this matter later in Monday's meeting.